Uniquely located near the north-central border of Richland County, about 17 miles north of the city of Richland Center, County Highway C now runs through the village of Yuba, although the road was formerly then known as State Highway 80. That was until those two roads interchanged some four decades ago, which was said to have straightened the route to Hillsboro. What of the speculation of the village of Yuba's early naming origin? And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to The Romance of Wisconsin Place Names, a book by Robert Gard, on page 370, the village was laid out in 1856 by the surveyor Joseph Irish, who was working for Edward Pinnock, the owner of the land. Mr. Pinnock also erected a sawmill using power from the Pine River, the water being carried to the mill by means of a race half a mile in length, which secured a 7-foot header of water, and an old-fashioned up-and-down saw was installed. Pinnock was suggested as the name, but Yuba was finally chosen, although just why, no one is certain. It may have been adopted from a city, or a river, or even a county that was in the gold mining area of California. But the post office in Yuba was established in 1857 with Edward Pinnock as their postmaster.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative Achy Breaky News. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.